Hey, and welcome to episode 79 of the Sober Dad Podcast. Before we get started, like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. And you can find me on Rumble and YouTube as well if you're listening to this on audio. And I've been really enjoying doing these videos, been playing with the overlays and all that stuff. I've got pretty much dialed in the whole streaming aspect, so I might start doing some live streams, probably exclusively on Rumble, just because I don't really want to download the Streamlabs or whatever it is to cross-platform. So I will announce those when I get those started. Might be some video game streams and just some general, if I have time, that's the big part. Any live streams I do would be late in the evening. So for all you East Coasties, it'll probably be very early in the morning for you. So you might miss out on those, but you can always check out the replays if it's something you're into. I've been playing a lot of that game, Helldivers 2. I've been enjoying that a lot. And actually, it's my wind down time. After I get all the kids to bed and everything, I hop on. And fortunately, my brother and my nephew have been playing it as well. So I actually get to socialize with them a bit, talk to them, see what's going on in their lives. And it's been fun. So I'm going to dip my toe into the whole live streaming thing, probably just with video games and stuff at first. And if there's anybody in the chat, then I will talk to them about sobriety or video games or whatever. But yeah, so my topic for today is actually, it's spurred on by, I've noticed a lot of conversations going on in the recovery sphere on X/Twitter, whatever you want to call it. And it just seems that, I don't know if it's something in the water or what, but there's just been a lot of people arguing about recovery related topics. Some of it, I believe, is intentionally baiting at times, some very leading questions, some very controversial questions that elicit certain responses from certain people. And, you know, if people want to ask those questions, more power to them, but they're going to get pushback. And that seems to be what has been happening. And I am of the opinion that if someone is doing sobriety their way and they want to talk about the way they're doing it, it is no one else's place to tell them they can't do that, or that they're doing it wrong or anything, because it's everyone's journey is unique. Everyone's path to sobriety is different. There's no two that are exactly the same. There's different people involved. There's different places involved. There's different addictions involved. And this weird obsession that some people have with winning at recovery or whatever you want to call it, or being right, or going out of their way to do it differently and shove it in people's faces, in my opinion, sometimes is just weird. Like, why is it so important that you be right in recovery on either side? I mean, yeah, some people don't like AA, and that's fine. I just don't see maybe it's a drama thing. I know a lot of people are into drama because, I mean, even I find myself reading I never interact with it, but I find myself reading it and just being like, oh, who said what now? And all this stuff. And it's exhausting at times just watching it because it's not beneficial. I mean, I don't know what the end goal is in having conversations like that, other than it seems at times just antagonizing people because they like the negative response or something. I don't know. But there's the different factions that you run into in recovery. There's the hardliners that are the 12-step programs only, and that's the only way to do it. And then there's the other people that kind of just do their own thing. Maybe they did some 12-step and they just don't do it anymore, or they go occasionally, or they never did it at all because of some predetermined bias that they had, or some bad experience that they had, or something. But when they like meet, if the topic is not 12-step or like the right way to get sober, they both mesh very well. Two people in recovery that have totally different recoveries, one's an AA person, one's not, they can get along just fine as long as they don't get into the weeds about the right way to do it. And I just don't understand that. I will never tell somebody that never went to AA that is sober. I mean, if they relapse or whatever, I might suggest, or probably will suggest, like, oh, have you gone to AA? Was the last time you went to a meeting? Things like that. But if they seem content in their sobriety and they're doing just fine, it's not my place to be like, well, you're doing it wrong. Whereas it's not anyone else's place to tell me that doing podcasts is wrong, which several people have that are all of them to the man are all AA hardliners. That's the one thing. They definitely seem a little more zealous in their ways, whatever you want to call it. I call them zealots, AA zealots, the ones that come out of nowhere just to attack you for doing things differently, for having a podcast. They say that I'm profiting off of people or whatever. And I have made almost no money. Somebody bought me one coffee, and that was Brad, and I appreciated that. And I shouted him out on the show because that's the whole point of the Buy Me a Coffee, is you can send a message with that and I can read it on the show. But other than that, I have no sponsors. I have no Cash App or any of that stuff. I don't make money doing this. This actually costs me a couple $100 a year. I mean, the hosting for the podcast and the equipment, my time, and, you know, just the general upkeep of all this, buying like the new microphone, things like that. I don't make money doing this, and I don't know why they would attack me at that angle without the facts. Like, I could understand if I was like constantly doing sponsorship things, and I don't do that. And if I ever do get sponsors, it's going to be something that I believe in, and it's only to offset the cost of doing this, because it's not free. I have to pay for the Twitter thing. I have to pay for, you know, the hosting. Like I said, I have to keep my equipment current. I've bought a couple of programs for editing, things like that. And I'm doing this because I enjoy it. If I wanted to make money, I would get a job at night or something, or talk about politics or something that really gets people fired up. And the weird angle of attack where they talk about people profiting off of other people suffering or whatever is not a thing. I'm not a coach. I don't claim to be a coach. I'm not going to be a coach. I don't want to be a coach. I just like talking to people about recovery and sharing my story. So these people that just like to attack for no reason or start fights for no reason, it's weird to me. And maybe that's just me. I definitely did my fair share of starting internet fights with people back when I was drinking, mostly over politics and stuff, because I was lonely, I was bored, and I was drunk. And I don't have any of those problems anymore. I don't drink anymore, so I'm not drunk. I'm of sound mind. I'm not lonely anymore because I actually enjoy being a dad. I enjoy being around my kids. I enjoy being around my family. I have the Recovery Posse community on X where I get to talk to people. I have my meetings. I do spaces. I interview people. I have a community now, so I'm not lonely. And I'm not bored, because part of that boredom was me hiding and drinking and all that stuff. But now, if I'm bored, I do a podcast if I can, or I play with my kids like I'm actually supposed to, or I do a project around the house because I'm actually motivated now, because I'm not drunk. I'm not just, you know, a mess and having difficulty doing basic tasks because I drank too much. So those three things, being lonely, being bored, and being drunk, are no longer problems in my life. And once I eliminated the first one, the drinking, the other things just went away. And that worked for me. And I don't have a desire to fight people anymore. I don't care what other people think about me. I mean, if they want to give me criticism, constructive criticism, send me an email at soberdadpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can contact me on X at @soberdadpod. I welcome your constructive criticism, your constructive feedback, but I just don't care if you personally don't like me or like the way that I got sober. You can tell me, but I probably, at this point, I won't even respond anymore. I blocked my first person ever the other day well, a couple weeks ago now, just because I was tired of them attacking me, and I would feel the need to respond, and it was almost a pride thing, and I felt myself kind of slipping back into my old ways of, like, I was enjoying it a little too much, because it was very easy to dunk on this person, because he's an idiot, and the only thing he has in his life is that he has been sober a very long time, and that is good, and that is great, and I'm happy for him, but that's it. That's all he ever talks about. He always compares his sobriety to other people's, which I don't like, and yeah, I just blocked him after reflecting after the last time we interacted. People were like, just block him, and I was like, yeah, fine. And part of that was my pride just not letting me do it, because I was like, he's gonna brag about it, but I don't care. He's been blocked by so many people that it doesn't matter. I'm just another notch on his belt or whatever. But he can continue to attack other people or do whatever he wants. And after I blocked him, it was relieving. I don't care anymore. And that's just kind of how I'm with all of this. I want to help people. I want to talk to people. I want to learn from people. But I don't care about their opinions of, like, you have to do it this way or don't do that. And that comes into, like, a lot of the other things too. Like, some people, plant medicine, all that stuff, the AA community, not everyone, but a lot, does not consider that sobriety. I used to listen to another podcast, and I still do occasionally. And for the first, like, year and a half or whatever, that podcast, the dude was AA, all that stuff. And then he went to South America and did ayahuasca or something like that. And then, like, half of his audience just, like, left. And there was a bunch of nasty comments and everything. Like, you're not sober anymore, blah, blah, blah. Go back to meetings. And it's like, it's not like he's doing ayahuasca every single day. He did it once and had some kind of breakthrough. It definitely changed the tenor of his show a little bit. So, I personally probably will never do that just because I don't feel the need to. But yeah, it's just some people, if it helps, do it. I mean, if plant medicine helps people and you have tried a bunch of other ways and you don't know any better way to do it, I don't see why you can't try the ayahuasca treatment under supervision and all that, obviously, or like the psilocybin, I think was another one. And yeah, I don't know, but it's no one's place to tell someone that they're doing it wrong, especially if that person is still sober. I mean, that's the point, right? Is just to stay sober. Don't drink. Don't do drugs, whatever it is. No porn, gamble. If they're getting through the day and their life has improved, which I'm sure it will, just by not doing the thing. I mean, yeah, it sucks at first. It feels bad, but then it feels really good. And that good feeling doesn't go away. There are days that are harder than others, but in the end, it is worth it every single time. So, you know, that's pretty much where I'm at with all this is. So, like, I guess I'm just saying that if anybody comes at me with any of this nonsense, expect to either get blocked or be ignored. I'm not going to engage anymore. I don't care. And when I see it online, I don't engage on purpose because I don't care. I don't want to be a part of that. I want to build a strong community on X and with my audience and everything. And the way to do that is to allow people to express their opinions and not let people just crap all over them for it. And you know, that's where I'm at. I mean, I'm kind of like one foot in both camps. I still do the AA thing sometimes when I can, but busy with kids, you know, and Monday is my wife's day off. And Monday is the only meeting close by in person. And we go do things on my wife's day off. We go to the zoo and that's, you know, an hour one way. Or we go visit family that, you know, when they're around, because they're snowbirds, but we go visit family during the summertime up in Portland, which is an hour away. And it's just, yeah, it just can't happen all the time. But I do still like meetings. I think AA is great. I will always recommend it to people that are new to sobriety to try it out at least. But also, I do my own thing. I have my own stuff. I have X. I have the podcast. I listen to other podcasts. I read books. And then the most important thing to me is just spending time with my family. Once I got over that hurdle of just stopping drinking and then coming clean, my family has been the biggest push for me to stay sober. So, yeah, that's all I got for you guys today. I don't have an interview lined up, but I'm trying to get one. So Monday may or may not be an interview thing. It might be an impromptu. Maybe I can hopefully land somebody to do an interview tonight or tomorrow. But if not, it'll be just another one of these shorter shows of me just talking about something. But I had this topic in mind since yesterday, and I just kind of really wanted to get it out there, just talk about it and get my thoughts down on, you know, audio or video or whatever. But yeah, just wanted to give a shout out to Low Light Recovery. He does a stream on Rumble. He's been doing live streams and he's got some cool stuff going on. So if you want to follow him, look up Low Light Recovery on X and Rumble. And if you follow me on X, then you can see him interacting with some of my posts and vice versa. So he's easy to find. And he's got some cool stuff going on over there on the East Coast. He's working on trying to build a recovery center, I guess. I don't know all the details yet, but I told him to send me the details and you can, you know, talk about it some more. But so far, what he's been saying, some pretty cool things. So shout out to him. And until Monday, remember to raise your kids and not glasses.